Hello, my name is Jaquetta. I'm the fraud specialist that will be assisting you today. Allow me just one moment to review the account information.
Sure.
And Mr. Walzer, thank you for holding. The 3921 Mintwood Street, is that your shipping address?
Yes.
All right, so I'm reviewing the account here. So on November 9th, there was $5.74 paid as a completion of a survey for a drill set. Do you recall doing that? Were you in it for a chance to win a drill set?
No, positive. Positive, I didn't do that.
You did it?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And the phone number 412-687-1020, do you know that number?
That's my number.
Okay. Email jtwalzer1955@gmail.com. Is that your email?
Yes, it is.
And does anyone else in your home have access to your information?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So what we will do is open up a fraudulent investigation with Allegheny County Sheriff's Office for fraudulent use of your debit or credit card. They'll be able to get this IP address information, be able to pinpoint the exact location and device that was used to submit this order back on November the 9th. So as long as you're sure that you or no one else in your home processed that transaction, we can go ahead and move forward with the fraud claim.
Yeah, and then like I said, there was a transaction what made on the 17th. They took 6732. Or 6732 or 35 off my account. That's how I caught it. Because I didn't go out all week. I'm an older gentleman who's very ill. And, you know, I don't go out that much. And all I do is pay my bills, you know, over the phone. But I haven't bought anything. I haven't bought anything in a couple months. Off the phone.
Well, this would have been done online. Like you may have completed like a survey at one of the local stores or
anything
like that.
Well, here's what I was telling the other gentleman. You know, sometimes to find a, see, I might see something that I like, but they never show you the price, you know? So to get to the price, you got to fill out the whole damn thing with your name and all. And then they'll put up the price and I usually just delete it, you know what I'm saying? If I don't want it, I delete it. But what I did do is they had my, there was an automatic refill on my phone. I got that off there because I found out they were sending that. You know, I was accidentally sending that out. You know? So I deleted that automatic refill, so I would have to put it in personally, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, sir, I do understand.
But there was a, yeah, but there was a purchase on Saturday, December 17th, for $67.32.
Right, that's an automatic payment. So once the transaction was done on November 9th for the $5.74, if that account isn't canceled, if it isn't canceled, then it's charged for the monthly membership. So that's what happened.
Okay.
The account wasn't canceled. So that's why I was asking if you remember doing the $5.74.
Not for a drill. See, I do. I get little. I have little payments like $5.95, $9.99. But that's for my streaming stuff on my TV. You know, but I let them take that automatically. You know what I mean? I don't give out the information to nobody, or I haven't purchased anything. You know, like I have Amazon Prime, because all I have is the internet.
Okay. Now, we can go ahead and move forward with the fraudulent claim. Someone from Allegheny County office will be in contact with you generally within 24 to 48 hours. That's if you want to go that route. But they do
We may as well, because, hey, next month they could take another $67 off me, you know?
Well, no, sir. Nothing else is coming off because we've canceled out the account, but we just wanted to make sure that you have the information needed, so that way we do have to inform you of the fraud protocol, of what steps we do take to make sure that we do crack down on it, because we definitely can't have, you know, someone placing an order with your card. But very seldomly when an order is placed.
Yeah, and it's the holidays. And with it being a holiday, they're trying to rip everybody off, you know? It amped up, that's for sure. And I'll be getting a paper statement with all my transactions in the mail shortly from my bank.
Yes, sir. Well, we'll go ahead and process this over and forward the information over to them. As a customer courtesy, I did go ahead and process the refund for the $67.32 back to you, and you'll see that credit post to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else that I can help you with?
No, I appreciate what you're doing. You just have a nice holiday.
Happy holidays to you as well. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.